Wealth file number 11. Rich people choose to get paid based on results. Poor people choose to get paid based on time. Have you ever heard this advice? Go to school, get good grades, get a good job, get a steady paycheck, be on time, work hard, and you'll live happily ever after. I don't know about you, but I'd sure love to see the written guarantee on that one. Unfortunately, this sage advice comes directly from the Book of Fairy Tales, Volume 1, right after the Tooth Fairy story. I'm not going to bother debunking the entire statement. You can do that for yourself by checking your own experience and the lives of everyone around you. What I will discuss is the idea behind the steady paycheck. There's nothing wrong with getting a steady paycheck, unless it interferes with your ability to earn what you're worth. There's the rub. It usually does. Poor people prefer to be paid a steady salary or hourly wage. They need the security of knowing that exactly the same amount of money is coming in at exactly the same time, month in, month out. What they don't realize is that this security comes with a price, and the cost is wealth. Living based in security is living based in fear. What you're actually saying is, I'm afraid I won't be able to earn enough based on my performance, so I'll settle for earning just enough to survive or to be comfortable. Rich people prefer to get paid based on the results they produce, if not totally, then at least partially. Rich people usually own their own businesses in some form. They make their income from their profits. Rich people work on commission or percentages of revenue. Rich people choose stock options and profit sharing in lieu of higher salaries. Notice there are no guarantees with any of the above. As stated earlier, in the financial world, the rewards are usually proportionate to the risk. Rich people believe in themselves. They believe in their value and in their ability to deliver it. Poor people don't. That's why they need guarantees. Poor people trade their time for money. The problem with this strategy is that your time is limited. This means you end up breaking a major wealth rule, which states, never, I repeat, never have a ceiling on your income. If you choose to get paid for your time, you are pretty much killing your chances for wealth. At my seminars, I often meet salaried or hourly wage employees who complain to me that they're not getting paid what they're worth. My response is, in whose opinion? I'm sure your boss thinks you're being compensated fairly. Why don't you get off the salary treadmill and ask to be paid based fully or partially on your performance? Or, if that's not possible, why not work for yourself? Then you'll know you're making exactly what you're worth. The fear most people have of being paid based on the results is often just a fear of breaking out of their old conditioning. In my experience, most people who are stuck in the steady paycheck rut have past programming that tells them this is the normal way to get paid for your work. Personally, I believe just about everyone should own their own business, be it full-time or part-time. The first reason is that by far the vast majority of millionaires became rich by being in their own business. It's extremely difficult to create wealth when the tax man is grabbing almost half of everything you earn. When you own a business, you can save a small fortune in tax by writing off a portion of your expenses for such things as your car, travel, education, and even your home. For the tax reason alone, it's worth having your own business. If you don't have a brilliant business idea, not to worry. You can use someone else's. First, you can become a commissioned salesperson. Selling is one of the world's highest paid professions. If you're good, you can earn a fortune. Second, you can join a network marketing company. There are dozens of excellent ones, and they have in place all of the products and systems you need to get started immediately. For just a few bucks, you can become a distributor and have all the benefits of owning a business with very few of the administrative hassles. If it resonates with you, network marketing can be a dynamite vehicle for wealth. But, and this is a big but, don't think for a minute that you're going to get a free ride. Network marketing will only work if you do. It will take training, time, and energy to succeed. But if you do, incomes in the range of $20,000 to even $50,000 a month. That's right, a month, are not uncommon. In any case, just signing up and becoming a part-time distributor will give you some excellent tax advantages, and who knows, maybe you'll enjoy the product enough to offer it to others and end up making a nice income to boot. Another option is exchanging your job for a contract position. If your employer is willing, he or she can hire your company instead of you to do basically what you're doing now. A few legal requirements have to be fulfilled, but for the most part, if you add one or two more clients, even part-time, you can get paid as a business owner instead of an employee and enjoy the business owner tax benefits. In the end, the only way to earn what you're really worth is to get paid based on your results. It was my dad who said it best. He said, "You'll never get rich working on straight salary for someone else. If you're going to get a job, make sure you get paid on percentage. Otherwise, go to work for yourself." Now that's sage advice. Now place your hand on your heart and declare, "I choose to get paid based on my results." And go ahead and touch your head now and say, "I have a millionaire mind." Here are your millionaire mind actions. 1. If you are currently in a job getting paid based on an hourly wage or salary, create and propose a compensation plan to your employer that would allow you to get paid at least partly based on your individual results as well as the results of the company. If you own your own business, create a compensation plan that allows your employees to get paid based more on their results and the results of your company. Put these plans into action immediately. 2. If you are currently in a job and not being paid what you are worth based on the results you are producing, immediately start your own business. You can begin part-time. You could easily join a network marketing company or become a coach, teaching others what you know, or offer your independent consulting services back to the company you originally worked for, but this time paid on performance and results rather than only for your time.